Senate Appropriations Committee, you're a member of that, and they've been meeting regularly the last couple of weeks. Give us an update on how the budget is going, Senator.
Well, we're still looking for ways. Tight on money, of course. No state raises for state employees. Not a good situation. Governor Nixon left a number with holes and left us in the hole on a number of things. Governor Greitens had to come along and follow up with where we're at, but searching for money. I'm looking for ways to help our rural schools with transportation, so that'll be one of my major things, and also with senior citizens with the cuts that have been there for nursing homes and home health care. So those are two really high things on my priority list. Hopefully we can come up with some money and satisfy some stuff. In that, there's quite a bit of talk about Senate Bill 28, and Senate Bill 28 deals with block grants, and so what we would do, we'd apply to the federal government and say, okay, we want to run our Medicaid program at home. We think we can have a better handle on it than what D.C. does, and so there's discussion starting on that particular bill. It's very controversial with a lot of people. I think a lot of people, I don't understand it fully, and I know a lot of people that have written me don't understand it at all, but the discussion's going, and should this happen, we're like probably a year and a half, 2 years away, maybe even 3 years from happening. Don't even know if the federal government will allow it, but it's important to get the discussion started and hear the pros and cons on stuff. I sure don't have all the answers to it, so we want to hear the pros and cons and see which direction it takes us and how we can work to make Missouri a better place, and we have to make sure that we do protect the most vulnerable, and that's what a lot of this is about. Medicaid this year had natural growth, something we have no control over, $450 million that we've got to come up with. You start doing that, there's no place to get it. That leaves no money left for schools. That leaves no money left for other things in the budget. So we've got to somehow or another do our best to reel it in without hurting people and make sure that people that are truly in need of it can get the services that they do need. So it's discussion only at this point with the bill being filed, but it's a long ways from being across the finish line. And so we just kind of have to keep our eyes and ears open and see where it goes.
Very dependent, as you mentioned, the block grant. It's very dependent on what happens with health care, health insurance laws at the national or the federal level before Missouri can act.
Right, there is. And so there's a lot of people jumping on about, oh, no, it's a bad thing. Well, we have to wait and see what the federal government does. And we're so dependent on a lot of things here, seeing what's going to happen with the federal government. And it's hard for President Trump to say, not knowing he doesn't have his cabinet members in place. The United States Senate's been slow about approving his cabinet appointees. So it's very difficult. We run into somewhat the same thing here with the Governor Greitens. We're just now, and we aren't holding him up in any way, but he's just now going out and getting people to fill these key spots to be division directors, and it's a slow process to make sure you get the right people, and Missouri pays very low for most division directors compared to most states, and so it's hard to find people willing to take the job. I'm sure he feels competent, you know, that they can be competent in the job, and so far I've been very impressed with his people and what they've said. A couple new appointees to the MU Board of Curators, and the one I met, super great guy. I was really impressed with his attitude about what needs to be done there and let them take control and concentrate on areas that they really need to work on and stay out of other areas.